Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Among the first few hundred Cochrane reviews to get started was one looking at the effects of exercise on osteoporosis in postmenopausal women. Tracy Howe from Glasgow Caledonian University in the UK joined the team for the last update, which has been published in July 2011.
The high prevalence and staggering costs of osteoporotic-related fractures in postmenopausal women means prevention and management of this disease is important. Exercise is one of the non-pharmacological options available, and there continues to be much interest in its effects on bone. The extensive updating of this Cochrane review reveals that exercise improves bone mineral density slightly and slightly reduces the chances of having a fracture. Osteoporosis increases the risk of fractures because it reduces the density of bone tissue. Such fractures can lead to death and produce much morbidity, including chronic pain, a reduction in quality of life, and admission to long-term care, as well as considerable health and social care costs. The most common osteoporotic fractures are at the hip, spinal vertebrae, or wrist. The prevention of fractures is the primary goal of interventions for osteoporosis. In general, it's thought that prolonged periods of inactivity and unloading of the skeleton promotes reduced bone mass. With this in mind, various exercise interventions have been described and evaluated with the intention of stimulating bone growth and preserving bone mass. Therefore, this Cochrane review sets out to examine the effects of exercise interventions in preventing bone loss and fractures in postmenopausal women. We considered all randomized trials of exercise in healthy postmenopausal women and have included 43 studies with over 4,300 participants. 27 of the trials are included for the first time in this update. The trials all compared some form of exercise with a package of care that did not include the specific exercise intervention. Overall, the quality of reporting of studies was low. In particular, we found potential problems with how the randomization was done. The fact that people involved in the trials were aware of which randomized group the woman was in, and lost to follow-up. The meta-analyses revealed slight improvements in bone mineral density and slight reductions in fractures among women in the exercise group. Compared with the control groups who did not exercise, the most effective type of exercise program on bone mineral density for the neck of femur appears to be non-weight-bearing high-force exercise, such as progressive resistance strength training for the lower limbs, with a 1% smaller reduction in bone mineral density. The most effective exercise program for bone mineral density at the spine was a combination of different types of exercises, which produced a 3% smaller reduction. Fractures and falls were reported as adverse events in some studies, allowing us to estimate that exercise reduces the chances of having a fracture slightly. For example, from about 11 per 100 women to 7 per 100 women. In conclusion, exercise has the potential to be safe and effective way to avert bone loss in postmenopausal women. Future research needs to focus on standardized, accurate outcome measures, including fractures and fall data, better reporting of all the parameters of exercise programs, and longer-term follow-up.
For details on the exercise interventions assessed in this updated Cochrane review, and to watch for future updates, go to www.thecochranelibrary.com.